Look, the clouds are moving. The clouds are moving slowly.
Marty said, "This is my last sauce." And I said, "You mean saucy?" This is a sausage he's eating. He's been eating his sausages. And he said, "This is my last sauce." And I said, "You mean saucy?" And he said, "Uh-uh." And I said, "You mean it's your last sauce?" And he said, "No, it's my last saucy." And I said, "No, it's a sauce." And he said, "Uh-uh, you mean sausage."
Who said that?
So he had it both, he had it two, both ways. Both, he said sauce first. And then I said, "No, it's a saucy." And he criticized my saucy as being more appropriately.
Mark, how do you say sausage in French?
How do you say it in another language? How do you say sausage in another language?
In Mary Helen's language, Laura Isabel's language. Take a guess. What did they call it? Saucisse?
Right, they said saucisse, which is, I guess, sort
of... Saucisse.
Sauce, they keep it up as saucy.
Right. Actually, they did say
saucisse. Saucisse, yeah. Which may have been a nickname.
Yeah, probably.
In their language, too.
Wait, I
mean...
Yes.
Is it in English?
No. It's not. You say sausages. So Marky says saucy. Now he's saying sauce as a short for saucy. It's a back formation. The point is a back, like doggy becomes dog, saucy becomes sauce. Oh. I did a back formation. When I said it was a, did the back formation, he criticized my back formation and said, "No, it's really sausage." In other words, he realized it was wrong, and then he criticized me for doing it.
I wouldn't like to go up into space because there's no more things up there. There's nothing up there. This is Mark.
Mark, we were asking Mark where the end of the world
How
was.
How can you get
what?
Past space?
Just go past it. Go to the other side of it.
What's
on the other
beyond
side?
Beyond space.
What's on the other side of it?
What's that space?
What do you think?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay, and then can you go past nothing? No?
You can go past nothing. You can't go past anything because that's a big top where you could hit your head.
Does the world have a top?
No.
Does it have a bottom?
Yes.
Where's the bottom of the world?
The glass.
The grass, mm-hmm. Is there anything under the grass?
Can I guess?
What do you think, if you dig?
Dirt.
Dirt. Can you keep on digging?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
What if you have a big shovel?
If you have the shovel to run, maybe it would be a fallout.
The sarlacc?
Yeah.
What's down at the bottom of the sarlacc? The very bottom.
The creepy things.
Creepy things?
I guess so.
What about down in the caves?
What caves?
The caves.
What caves?
Where the hobbits went. Huh? Down in the bottom of the cave where... Don't you know the caves where the goblins were?
Yeah.
And the hobbit? And where Smaug? Smaug?
Bring me the hobbit book.
They went way down under the earth.
Bring me the hobbit book.
Okay, I will. But what do you think is down there? Way down.
Nothing?
No. No. Nothing at all?
No food?
No. What happens if I go that far away, a long ways, if I keep on going? Can I ever stop walking?
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
What happens? What do I get to? What do I get to?
If you're down, down, and then up. If you have to walk too long, you'll be down, deep, 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 in the ground.
What if I just walk down that way? If I just start walking down the block. What if I walk down the street? Where do I get? Can I walk to Penny's?
No.
Can't? What if I start walking?
Huh?
What if I start walking to Penny's?
You get lost.
And what if I keep on walking?
You'll get lost and lost.
Do I ever get to the end?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an end of the world?
Yeah.
Where is it?
When you're dead, it's the end, and you turn back, and you turn to a new person.
You do?
When you're turning to it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of person are you going to turn into?
I don't know. No one knows what person they're going to turn into.
You might turn into a worm.
No one can tell. A person's won't.
What if you turn into a squirrel?
Persons can't turn into animals.
How about Sleepy Wolf? You could turn into Sleepy Wolf.
What if I sleep forever?
That's your Indian name, is Sleepy Wolf. You could turn into a Sleepy Wolf.
I wanted that name so I could. I think it would be Crazy Wolf after all.
Okay.
Or, Hungry Wolf.
Hungry Wolf?
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for you to go watch cartoons.
No, what? Don't you forget it? You can't forget my apple. Oh,
he had asked for an apple a little bit before, and I sort of tried to forget it, but I didn't think he really wanted it. But he remembered it through all that. Marking that there was a devil, and he came and got people and took them down in the fire and brimstone. And Martha said, "You've got to be kidding me, Daddy." And I said, "Ask your friends. They'll tell you about it." And they said, "They don't believe in Dracula. They don't believe in..." What don't they believe in, Mark?
The devil.
I bet you they believe in the devil, though.
No, they don't.
Do your friends believe in the devil, Russ? Well, do you believe in it?
No.
Why not?
Because I was bad once and he never took me.
What?
Because I was bad once and he never took me.
Was that the only time you've ever been?
Just one time? What did you do that was so bad that the devil would take you away?
Well, I mean, you know what he said? He broke a cup, a glass cup.
Yep, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, you think the devil should have taken?
No, he has to be a little bit worse before the devil takes him.
Like mess up in school and he goes to the principal?
Pull some fur out.
You have never done that, have you?
Pull some fur out of a cat's tail.
Daddy!
Oh, Dad.
Then the devil comes again.
Dad.
Yes, Mark.
Rossi said, when Count Dracula, in the old days, Ross said, if Count Dracula comes, when Count Dracula comes, he jumps on his neck.
Whose neck?
Count Dracula.
Ross jumped on Count Dracula's neck?
He went,
whoop. You did?
Yeah.
Good, Ross.
In the old days, he did that.
And you got him? Did you make him stay away?
Yeah. And then, Ross.
Good. Ross did the sign of the cross, Mom.
Ross
very smart.
Him go away from me and go away from him.
You know how he did it? With a sign of the cross and a stick of garlic.
Yeah.
That's how you keep Dracula, man.
Yeah, you go.
That's right.
Stick of garlic or...
Which one is more real, Dracula or the devil? Which one's more real?
Count Dracula.
Count Dracula. The devil's not real at all, is he?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It does steal people's souls.
Which one's more real, God or Dracula?
God.
Which one's more real, the president or God?
President, yeah.
Which one's more real, mommy or the president?
Mommy, both.
Both are real.
Yeah.
Very good, Mark. They're both real.
Hmm.
Which one's more real, Marky or mommy?
Marky or mommy, both.
Both absolutely real. They're both totally real.
Mm-hmm.
Totally real. Is the president totally real?
Yeah, he is.
But you don't see him very much, but he's totally real. Is God totally real? No. Well, we don't know. We never see him. We don't know. He might be real.
But we don't know.
He's kind of like the president. We don't see him.
But he's invisible. He's invisible.
Yeah. What about the devil?
Praise him.
What about the devil?
Not real.
Not real at all. Totally.
You pray to God a lot?
Huh?
You pray to God a lot?
Not a lot.
How do you pray?
You play at our school.
You play? I know you play.
No, play. Not
I know you play at your school, but what do you
do? No, pray.
Say it right, Mark.
Not play. Play.
Play?
R, not L.
But he's saying W.
Pray.
But listen to how he said it.
Pray.
Listen to how he said it.
Pray.
See, it's W.
Now
I'm
dead.
Pray.
Now
did you read the story about Gasoline Alley children?
Yes.
About how?
And what do you do when you play?
I go, thank you. Oh, when he's eating, that's for
Thanksgiving.
Thank you, God, for everything.
You pray in church too, don't you? What do you do in that church when you go and pray?
I think we
once a week.
What do you do there? What do you do there, Marky?
What do you do in the church?
Once a month.
What's church?
When you go in the chapel.
The chapel.
What's the chapel?
Where the beautiful glass is, and it's very quiet. That big part of your building. The big one with the big tall ceiling.
Where do you do the
special days.
The
minister comes.
I know. The place with all the
chairs. Yeah. He said, Mommy, where are those big fat marbles? And I said, they're for a present. And he said, they're not as a present. Mommy bide them. Yeah, but Mark, they're going to be, they're still for a present. They're
for
a treat.
A special treat.
It's for a special treat. You understand?
Why?
Okay, well, then you don't want them at all?
Yeah.
Then you have to be especially good.
Okay,
then
we'll be
able to
help.
Come on, Twerk.
What
about specially cute?
What about specially cute? That's a good idea, Ross. That would be good. What about specially cooperative?
Okay, every one of them.
You think Mark could be cooperative?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it means to be cooperative?
What?
To work together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We always do when we block little things.
Uh-huh.
The block.
You and Mark?
Mm-hmm.
You're cooperative?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right,
then. So and Mom and Mark, sometimes they do it together.
Are they cooperative? Mm-hmm. Does your teacher like it when children are cooperative?
Oh, me and John are always that.
Cooperative? You and John Messina?
Mm-hmm.
Is Jerry a wonderfully good boy?
Is Jerry cooperative? No. Jerry Roman?
Right.
He's the one who is that man.
He helps Tommy get done with his work.
Good. Tom needs help.
But
is Jerry good?
He gets in trouble.
Is Jerry good in reading?
Trouble.
Jerry's bored.
Jerry.
Is Jerry good in reading too?
Not is he, that good.
Is he in your room, in your class, in your room?
Yeah.
But he's not as good as you are? I said we didn't bring down the boys. Mikey said we didn't bring down that thing, and I said, "You mean the boys' banker?" And
we didn't bring down and, thing, and when you ate all of them.
What, you mean the Rice Krispies? Oh, you actually meant the cereal, and I said, you didn't bring down the boys' banker. He said, the daddy is the one. It was the daddy is the one who does the boys' banking, is what he said.
Oh. It doesn't bring, you ate everything that was in there?
Mm-hmm. I told Marky to come down and eat breakfast with Lily, and he said, until I'm finished with my blocks. And I said, you mean not until... Marky said, when am I going to be this many years? And he held up 10 fingers, and I said, in 6 more years. And he said, oh, and hit his head. Dismay. And Mary said, why is being 10 so good? And he said, so I can cook. Very straightforward answer. Marky that Celia was his cousin and Ross's cousin.
You mean what? Yeah.
And Marky said, why didn't you tell Ross that? And I said, I will as soon as he comes home. He said, you mean when it's done from school? When school's over, honey.
I have to say that this Mark is learning or has innately this kind of repartee that totally messes up the other person's mind. And this is similar to Brian's style. Something I really don't understand at all. But it's clear that Mark has an understanding of how to do it, just as Brian does.
Right. Teasing. Yeah. Conversation.
Saying to himself, I don't like to be bored. I like to eat. I like to sleep. I like to stay in my bed. I like to do all sorts of things. Or all kinds of things. That's what I like to do. And he's still mumbling. The Ewok says he likes to be bored, and Mark says he doesn't.
Do you like to be bored, Mark?
Huh?
Do you like to be bored?
No, the Ewok likes to. That's what the Ewok always said. What's in this thing?
That's the recorder.
Why isn't there anything in it?
Is there anything in it?
No.
Let's see. Looks like there's something in it to me.
Okay. Let's see. Could you turn it off?
Sure. Let's see.
I was telling a joke. He said, what's the day that hurries to Easter and then gives up? And I said, I give up.
Dad.
He said, a racing
Dad.
Day.
Yeah? What kind of policeman that doesn't have any muscles?
I don't know.
A rabbit.
A robber?
A rabbit.
A rabbit is a policeman?
No. No, that's a joke.
That's cute. What a funny joke. The kind of policeman who doesn't have any muscles is a rabbit. That's a funny joke, Mark. Do you know any more jokes? Do you know knock-knock jokes?
Yeah. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Mickey Mouse
is on the way. Oh, that's terrible. I'm going to try another joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? Why did the chicken cross the road? I don't know, Mark. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get on that slide and slide on that side. To get on that slide and slide on that side. And get on a dog and ride away from that room.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mark. That's really wonderful. Okay. Now he's going upstairs. Ross is, knows how to defend himself by accusations now. He, I told him that we had to do numbers. He had told me earlier he was going to do numbers, and I said, are you going to break your promise? And he said, he was embarrassed, and he said, well, you break promises, too. Like what, Ross? What do I break?
Like the time you said I would get some Smurf stickers that day.
Wait, you didn't break any promise.
But I got them the other day.
Your father never breaks promises.
Well, I don't remember so good, but...
Oh, I just got them. But you got them the next day, right?
Yeah,
that's
but...
That's not a broken promise. It was just the store was closed then.
Yeah, but I heard something else.
What else was it?
He said, well, this is something he, when we had them, he said I would get a chocolate chip cookie if I would read.
If you agreed?
No, if you would read.
Yeah.
If I would read.
Yeah. And so did you get one?
Mm.
I gave you a chocolate chip cookie. Oh, Russ, let's do the numbers. Ready?
I'm not ready.
Ready? And it has to go fast this time, okay?
Marky woke up and said, I woke up and Marky said to me, guess what? I slept so long that they had to leave without me. They left without me. And he, my brother, what did he do?
No. And I thought that he was in that bed, and Dad and you had to get out of that bed and get another bed.
Right, he said, and he, my brother, I thought that he had to get out of his bed and went and into your bed.
No, I thought that he was going to get that bed, and you had to get out of that bed and get another bed.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, anyway, he thought that he, Ross had climbed into bed with me, is what he thought. And what was interesting was his use of he, my brother, to explain which he was talking about.